This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Let us know. 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 by voice or by text. 701-226-8503. I'm Todd Mitchell. North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our state is the leading coal producer. Electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation. We're among only seven states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a part of our energy success story. Keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 15,000 good-paying jobs, $1 billion in personal income, a $3.4 billion economic impact, $100 million going right to the state coffers. A new statewide poll found North Dakotans overwhelmingly support the coal industry's efforts to research and develop near-zero emissions technology to ensure our energy future is secure and protect our economy. They know we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal, keep our power costs low, and ensure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future, secureenergyfuture.org. And if we're not running on that, we're running on pig power, Mr. Elise, and for Scott. Hey, I've seen those pigs run. I've seen them backstage now.
Yeah, no,
I'm surprised you guys didn't throw me out of there.
Yeah.
Got me thrown right out of the North Dakota State Fair there. Well, hey, you can't be back there behind Daryl's racing pigs.
We had to hold the security off. They were a little concerned about that.
I bet.
So, I had to tell them you had top.
You never know what I might be feeding those pigs back there to make them run faster or slower or whatever.
Yeah, you had top classified clearance, so you were all right, but they wanted to see credentials.
Might have been the bacon cheeseburger in my hand. You don't want
that,
to feed a pig.
They were afraid that,
Is that cannibalism to feed a pig bacon?
Yeah, that would be.
I thought.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure about that word.
So, hey, we've got a caller here. This is Daryl Lee, president of NDFB, sitting in for Scott Hennon today. We've got a caller that's been on the line here waiting. Ryan from South Dakota. Ryan, are you with us?
Hey, thank you for taking my call. I was just going to touch on the country of origin labeling, and then there was also a question asked if anything that Trump had done was harmful to farmers. And just within the last week, I don't know if you can necessarily pin it right on Trump, but certainly his administration, they allowed threw out the GIPSA rule, which is Grain Inspectors, Stockyards, Packers Administration. Essentially what it does, it kind of protects the cattle industry from exactly what happened to the pork industry. Paves the way for the big packers to do contract buying rather than having to buy on the open market. And once you get that contract buying, once you take away the cash market for the little guy, that puts them out of business. That's exactly what happened to the hog industry, and that is paving the way to do that in the cattle industry. That is quite harmful to us. And in fact, Secretary of Ag, Sonny Perdue, it wasn't really well published, but there was notice of a meeting yesterday. One of them was to take place in Timber Lake, South Dakota. And there was a handful of us, a group of us showed up, and he was not there. He left. He left early before the meeting was scheduled at 6:05, and there was a couple of older guys that got there early. They did get it. They said they visited with him for maybe 2 minutes, and then he left before the rest could show up. It wasn't a big group of us. There was, I think, a dozen of us total that even showed up. But I just And I'm not going to accuse him and necessarily say that he ducked out, because that's what we were all there for, was to address that JIPSA rule. And he didn't have a meeting. I don't know why. Don't know what the deal was. But we showed up, and he didn't. So disappointed in that.
Ryan, so let's address a couple of those things you brought up so far. Now, this was a last-minute run to South Dakota, my understanding, that Secretary Perdue had, and it was for a couple very specific reasons that he was there. Out at Aberdeen, Brown County area, he was there with NRCS to address the wetland issues and determination on the backlogs and how NRCS, you know, kind of works against farmers and ranchers at times, and they're supposed to be the agency department that works with them. And then my recollection is correct, out in Timber Lake, it was some intertribal type things that he was going out there to address. And so
there were
specific things, and you never know what comes up in scheduling, what comes up. I had the opportunity back at the end of September, September 26th, to sit across the table from Secretary Perdue out in D.C. He invited us out to discuss the wetland issue, how it affects farmers and ranchers in North Dakota, and conservation issues. And he got called away there because he had a cabinet meeting call that came up right before our meeting. So you never know what comes up in those situations.
Right. And I don't want to accuse him and say that he did. I was just disappointed, I guess. I mean, it's, you know, a lot of us, the closest people that drove to that meeting drove over an hour, and the majority of them were considerably farther than that. It was just a little disappointing. And like I said, it could have been something like that. I had the press release emailed to me, and it was supposed to be, he had the meeting with the USDA office in Timber Lake. They have that. But there was supposed to be a public meeting after that.
Well, there was supposed to be a press opportunity, actually, is what it was. Not necessarily a public meeting, but a press opportunity is what I think that was actually scheduled to be. Now, I could be wrong, but that was my understanding that we got out of the notification. So that's a little bit different than a general open meeting. Not that you can't bring things up like that, but those are the things that generally get cut short if they have to, is some of the press time things. Things interfere, I mean, flights, getting to the flights, such things as a cabinet call or something like that that might come up. They're pretty good at making sure at least part of the meetings that are scheduled to happen, but the press times are the ones that usually suffer at that. The gypsy rule thing... Ryan, there's a lot of folks that have thought on that, you know, you're inhibiting the ability from a producer to enter in a contract, and there were some things that, if, you know, in their considerations that, well, if cattle had to lay over, as it considered ownership for more than the time limit that was in there. So there's reasons to be concerned from both sides of that, but I appreciate your comments on that. Thanks for the call, Ryan, and thanks for hanging online as long as you did to tell us what's on your mind. We have Scott with us again, I understand. Is that correct? Scott, are you with us?
Hey, gentlemen, I am. Yes, I'm at the Minot Air Force Base. Just finished a probing session with the Secret Service, and somehow I cleared the deck. And with me right now is Colonel Jamie Humphreys, who has been facilitating all the press coming in, and, of course, has been at the Minot Air Force Base Public Affairs, leading those efforts for 3 years. What's the Vice President going to see today, Jim?
The Vice President's going to arrive and then go out to one of our launch facilities in the missile field and get a little feel of what we do out in the 8,500-square-mile area. He's then going to come back and address some of our airmen here that work on the base and then see a B-52, and that's about it.
He's also, you mentioned the missile field. You'll see, he's not only going to see where the missile field operation is, he's actually going to do something very few people get to do and go down into the actual missile launch apparatus. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. He's going to get a chance to go down into a launch facility, is what we call it. And you're right, very few people get to go into that launch facility. Our maintainers that maintain our nuclear-capable missiles get to go in there, and very few others. So it's a pretty unique opportunity.
Where can those missiles go?
Those missiles can pretty much reach any point on the planet.
If I said I'd like to send one, someplace where some bad stuff is happening? How long does it take to get there?
It depends on the location, but let's just say that it can get there very quickly.
Say North Korea. If it had to go to North Korea, how long would it take for mine?
I can't be specific on targeting and distances and time, but I can tell you that the country is very safe. Let's just put it that way.
So that's interesting. And I've heard as you know, like less than an hour, not like a flight across the country.
I would definitely say it's less than an hour.
Well, I'd be worried if I was North Korea, but I'm glad that you do what you do. And how many airmen here doing that? Airmen and airmen?
Well, we have 12,500 people that come on and off the base every day. So we have two wings here. So that's the airmen in both missile and the B-52 bomber wing. And then that's families and stuff, too.
Very interesting. Gentlemen, we'll turn it back to you. More of our report. We'll be waiting for the arrival. About 1 hour away from Minot Air Force Base today on What's On Your Mind.
Hey, thanks, Scott. Yeah. It's a pleasure to be here. Daryl Lee sitting in for Scott Hennin.
1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. First Lady Catherine Helgesbergham. That interview is also coming up in minutes on What's On Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt Denhuser of Marion. Soybean farmers are currently dealing with herbicide-resistant weeds like water hemp, kochia, common ragweed, and others. Scouting fields and mapping problem areas can help prepare you for the next year. Developing weed maps and monitoring changes over time allow farmers to implement an effective strategy for control. There are many tools available to assist in the mapping process, such as GPS yield monitors, planting monitors, handheld GPS units, drones, imagery, or just highlighting areas on your FSA maps. Having a good map and history can be very beneficial in making tillage, seed trait, and herbicide decisions for years to come. For more information, visit our website at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
What's on your mind? Daryl Lee's in for Scott Hennin, although we're checking with him periodically. And make sure you get some sustainment, some fuel for yourself.
Absolutely.
When you're at PetroServe USA, Deli Express, smoked ham and cheese on white, Deli Club, oven roasted turkey and cheese on wheat. 229 Mars.
Go with the ham.
Go with the ham?
Go with the ham.
The ham, okay. Why ham? Oh, but pigs. It turns out Daryl's racing turkeys never really caught on.
They never caught on, no.
It's tricky to get them to stay in the lanes, too, right? The pigs will follow.
Yeah, they put their head up in the air and look at the sky.
Yeah. Pigs are a bunch of followers, whereas turkeys are a
bunch
of leaders.
Pigs are leaders, actually. Pigs are leaders. Turkeys.
So why do they all follow the same track when you race?
They're running competitively.
How come turkeys can't do that?
Because they're not very smart.
Mars King Size Retail, 69 cents. Jack Lynx Sticks, 2-ounce retail at $1.89. Kellogg's Cheese in 3-ounce bags at 79 cents. And Red Bull, 2 for $5. By the way, no truth to the rumor I just started that that's the secret ingredient to getting Daryl's pigs to race. Red Bull. That would be kind of interesting.
That'd be interesting.
Red Bull bacon. I wonder what that would taste like. Red Bull bacon could be the next raid.
Could be the next raid.
You never know. Petro Reserve USA. Daryl Leeson for Scott Hennen on What's on Your Mind.
Glad to be here again. Got the phone call or text, I should say, yesterday midday from Scott saying, hey, I know we had you on the schedule initially for Friday, then off, but... You know, the Vice President Pence thing, he says, I got to get up there early to get through all these clearances. Can you come back on and guest host? So here I am again today and glad to be here. Daryl Leese, President of NDFB. Let's get to the phone right away. We've had Carrie waiting online here for a while. Carrie from Bismarck, how are you doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. You have a reply to the caller from out in the western part of the state that talked about using the Lord's name in vain.
I do. I have for quite a few years found myself in the same situation all over society, and I have tried to call attention to it by just looking at the person saying, hey, that's my Savior you're talking about. And if you look him in the eye and say, so you know him too. I think it stops people and makes them just stop and think that it is offensive to, thankfully, a great many of us still. We're offended by that. And you could do it in a nice way, and I just think it helps. So I encourage everybody to do that,
yeah,
to just call attention to it.
I think that's part of all of us being believers and Christians to just do that, keep each other in check. Like I said to that caller, none of us are immune to the sin, so but we're all obligated to try and help each other be the best we can. So thanks for the call, Carrie. That's
agreed.
A great
thank you too.
Great thing. You know, Scott, we got a couple of texts here, and I'll read the one that's a compliment first here. Daryl should become a rodeo announcer. He's got a voice for that. Actually, I did rodeo announcing. I was a rodeo announcer.
I knew about that.
Yeah, so that was a part of my life I really enjoyed. I actually rode bulls for a few years, then I started announcing rodeos. Less chance of having, bones broke if you're announcing. So I did do that.
As opposed to doing the bar DJ thing like I did, where you have a better chance of getting bones broken, especially closing time and stuff like that.
Around closing time, with chairs start flying.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Bottles, yeah.
Yeah.
Happens.
So.
By the way, my wife says, tell Daryl I love the racing pigs and I'm a proud pig cheerleader.
There you go.
Pig cheerleader. Didn't know you had pig cheerleaders, did you?
Yeah, well, sometimes we'll do a little competition to find out who the best pig cheerleader is and make them come out into the center of the track, six people, and show us their best moves. And every good cheerleader has to have the right kind of moves.
Next time we're at the state fair, I'll do the Facebook Live.
Yeah.
My wife will be doing the cheerleading.
There you go.
She'll
the funniest
forever,
story.
But...
The funniest story. So now he's on the opposite side of the political aisle as me, but then Senator Dorgan showed up to one of the races at the state fair. And I said, well, we're going to, I wasn't planning on doing that little competition at that show, but when I saw him in the crowd, I'm going, oh, perfect, here we go. We're going to do the little cheerleading competition. And I said, I need some volunteers, and I asked for volunteers, and then I picked a couple that are volunteered by me just based on their look of fear or disgust that they could possibly be the ones. Well, so I said, Senator Dorgan, come on in. And he's like, no. And his staff is like, no. And, well, there's about 500 or 600 people watching the pigs that show.
Yep.
And I said, you're all constituents of Senator Dorgan. How many of you want to see him in this race?
Yeah,
or might
easy to turn that crowd right
time?
On him, right? Easy
they
to turn the crowd
roared.
On him.
He had to come in.
Oh, yeah.
He had no choice.
And why would you not?
Yeah. He sent me I don't know if it could be considered a thank you card or not, but he sent me a card of, you know, afterwards and said, I do know the people who are heads of the animal rights movement. But it was a thank you. It was kind of a joking thank you. And, you know, like I said, we're on the opposite political end of the scale, but, you know, he was a good sport about it and come out there, and people enjoyed that. And
I'll give you a new acronym. That was a TYFY card, and you can figure out what that acronym is.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah, not a problem. So we had another texter here that he said, I was on hold, didn't want to hold that long. Daryl, how did you get on Congressman Kevin Cramer's staff? What did you do? How long, and how does that fit with your current job, etc.? Well, I'm no longer on Congressman Cramer's staff. It's no secret. I did spend 3 years from the day that he was sworn into office in 2013 up until mid-November of 2015, so just short of 3 years, doing his ag policy for him and working on ag policy and representing, you know, going to various meetings, and I did a lot of energy stuff by my location in western North Dakota, went to a lot of the energy things. But I'm no longer on staff. Actually, you know, people think that there's not, you know, checks in place for ethics and things like that in Congress. But when we started checking in, when I was toying with the idea of running to become president of NDFB, we had to do some checking and with the Ethics Committee. And the Ethics Committee came back with a very definitive answer of you must immediately resign upon your election of president of North Dakota Farm Bureau. Hmm. Because we have a PAC. We're politically okay. Engaged.
Don't want to conflict
and,
of interest.
And that would have made me chairman of the PAC. And so that they said that conflict of interest. So I got elected on a Saturday, so it was a non-business, non-office day. So Monday morning, I had to go into the office. I had to have everything closed out by then, but I had to go in to sign the paperwork. Actually, I did it that evening, but I had to go in and make sure the computer and everything was shut down and that, and that my access was gone, because that was a conflict of interest. So
they made you leader of the PAC?
That leader of the PAC. I should have known some song was coming here.
Anyway.
So yeah, so I don't work for Congressman Kevin Cramer anymore. Obviously now we're the ones that call and ask him why he did what he did or encourage him to do things that are beneficial for North Dakota farmers and ranchers and all citizens of North Dakota actually. So appreciate that text and that question and some clarification there. And there are checks and there are balances for ethics dealing with Congress. There's people out there that may say there is none, but there truly is, and there's actually a committee that takes care of that for us. So,
First Lady Catherine Helgus Burgum coming up. Scott Henning, got to talk to her.
Absolutely,
and you can't think of anybody better to be at the forefront of President Trump's push to get the opioid. I can't say that word.
Opioid.
Anyway, she can say it better. She can talk it better. It's coming up next.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, customers, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Mind, what a week. President Trump getting the opioid crisis front and center. Recovery reinvented was something North Dakota already had front and center. And Scott Henning caught up with First Lady Catherine Helgesbergham.
Hey, Scott, what an amazing day. And, you know, I had this big smile on my face because I literally never thought I would ever hear in my life. And the First Lady of North Dakota joined us today from the White House. So, wow, you know, I have so much gratitude today. To be here and to be here for the announcement, and it really is an amazing announcement. You know, now hopefully everybody in America will know that we have a national health crisis on our hands, and we're approaching it from that perspective.
Yeah, that's amazing. So bring me inside a little bit. When you first learned that this was going to happen and that they wanted you there at the White House to be part of this historic day, just, you know, obviously it's a big announcement, and we'll be hearing more and more about the details and the plan going forward, but your first reaction was what?
Well, we learned about it earlier in the week. We received an invitation for the president to join him and his team here in D.C., and you know, I believe that invitation came as the result, was given to us as a result of the communication and involvement that we've had related to all the other governors focused on what they're doing to try to make a difference in their states with their opioid situations. And I was on a panel with a lot of governors at an event. I was on a panel separately from the governors, but I was able to talk about our platform. And so, you know, I think that's become very apparent in D.C. that we are really trying to make a difference in our state, and that we would really like to be innovative in how we approach the disease of addiction and recovery. And you know, how we're going to try to make a difference in our state. And maybe we can even set an example for other states.
Oh, of course you can. And it's so wonderful to know that, once again, North Dakota is in a spotlight and able to help in such an important issue that affects so many families. And your leadership early on has been fascinating to watch. I'm glad they noticed. I'm glad they invited you. How about their approach? What about what they're doing about this program, this problem, rather, with this new program announced today? Most excite you? What do you see in what they're doing in the way of how much help it will bring to the crisis?
Right, right. Well, you know, I wasn't sure that it would have a lot of teeth, but, you know, there are a lot of initiatives and really direct approaches that are going to be happening, which I was, very glad to hear. One is that, you know, there's an unnamed opioid, which I think, you know, a lot of people will have an idea of which one that is, that will be required to be taken off the market right away. And so that is huge because of the addictive capability of that particular drug. And so that's super important. There's also a rule back in the 1970s about the ability to for facilities. It's really a rule that was created around psychiatric facilities that you couldn't, you know, that there had to be a 16-bed, only 16 beds to qualify for Medicaid. And that rule has been eliminated today, which means that, you know, we have this, you know, people that want to open treatment facilities and have, you know, 40 beds, that there's no limit to the amount of people that can receive, you know, treatment, and that Medicaid will pay for that. So that's a big deal. Although personally, I believe that we do need to make some changes in how we approach treatment. But this is a great way to start getting more people access to treatment. But I think in general, we in North Dakota are already approaching things differently through justice reinvestment related to outcome-based, where we want to pay for wellness and not treatment. Because, I mean, treatment can and does work, but it also takes, I think it will a little bit more focused on wellness than we incorporating sort of those types of goals. We would get a little bit further down the path, and then, you know, and the recovery is just a huge part of it. You know, it's like, I guess I liken it to, you know, you wouldn't have someone with diabetes, you wouldn't give them, you know, treatment and working with the doctor and give them insulin for 30 days and then say, okay, now you're on your own. You know, that's just not how it works, and we need to have the same systems and processes in place and support for people that have the disease of addiction. The one thing that wasn't discussed today, which I think, and actually I had a great meeting with some of the SAMHSA team members here who were at the event, and you know, we talked about that there wasn't enough discussion about the disease of addiction and the stigma related to that. First Lady Melania actually kicked off the event, which was fantastic because she's been getting involved in listening and learning about the opioid situation and addiction in general. And so she did a great job of relaying what she learned. And one of those particular instances of talking with someone, she learned that, you know, this person did not seek treatment or help because of the stigma. And so I hope that, so the SAMHSA team that I met with said, don't worry that he didn't talk about shame and stigma, because we're going to do that. That's what we're going to do through our department, which is fantastic to hear.
Great points. And you're starting a conversation with your reinvention of recovery efforts and what you're doing in North Dakota, and using your own story to get people comfortable talking about it. But it would seem to me someone doing what you're doing on all fronts related to reinventing recovery and tackling this problem, to have the President of the United States say enough already on this opioid crisis, we're done, this is a national emergency, let's get together. This really sparks a whole new national conversation that, you know, increases the chances for success, doesn't it, Catherine?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, I think it gets people understanding that, you know, typically we declare national emergencies for, you know, hurricanes and those types of things, but this is a public health crisis that's going to garner the same amount of attention and hopefully the same amount of funds that we would for that, you know, to sort of a natural disaster. And so people who understand that now can actually come together and collaborate to create what we need and make sure that the funding is available for more treatment. I mean, President Trump talked about that. You know, it's making more treatment available. You know, they're waiting. The next step in the process is they're waiting for the final report from Governor Christie's team, the Opioid Commission, and that will probably have some very specific directives. But, you know, I think he sort of gave us a high-level announcements related to that today.
Really a historic day, for sure. This has been I said today on the show that, you know, we understand car crashes happen, and they historically have been the high water mark of everything bad that happens. More people die in car crashes every day. The opioid crisis has now surpassed that. That's something we can do something about. Car crashes happen because there's cars moving from point A to point B, and obviously we want cars to be safe, but so much of the opioid crisis is, you know, overprescription of prescription drugs or pain audits or just things that, you know, we can get better at, controlling the flow and everything else. So it's a problem of people dying that doesn't necessarily have to be a problem of people dying. So, you know, this feels like one you can roll up your sleeves and really go to work on.
That's right. That's right. And the president highlighted CVS, which is the pharmacy, you know, the national pharmacy group, and they've taken it upon themselves to limit opioid prescriptions to 7 days. That wasn't a federal mandate. That's just something that company said, we're going to do what we can to stop, you know, the amount of prescriptions, what's being prescribed. And so there's kind of like there's everyday businesses and citizens that can make a difference. You know, we would ask that the people of our state to partner with us to eliminate the shame and stigma. I always get like emotional talking about it, but you know, literally, any person in our state can become an advocate for recovery and become an advocate for people that struggle and suffer from the disease of addiction by talking about it. Talk about it like you would talk about any other disease, like diabetes or cancer. You know, if you're in recovery, start telling people that, because that's a huge success. When you don't talk about it, it's like it's a shameful secret, and it's not. It's like it's one of the best successes anyone can have in their life. So we just encourage people at our state to partner with us and get that movement going. And what if we were the state that eliminated the shame and stigma around addiction? We can do that. You know, we're a small state of really caring people, and we can do that.
What an inspiration you are, Catherine. I tell you, I mean, shame is the one of the greatest tools of the devil. It is the dark side. There's just no two ways about it. And so many people struggle for so long because they're embarrassed or they're shameful or they don't want to. And as you say, doing what you are doing and leading this conversation is making a big difference in bringing those walls down. And it's great to know you've got a partner in the White House right behind you on this. You have any specific role with the White House in this National Emergency or Task Force going forward? Any alliance or anything that will happen as a result of this for you and the programs in North Dakota?
I don't have a specific role related to, you know, the president and his announcement today. But then I could potentially play a bigger role related to some meetings with the office, the ONDCP, the Office of National Drug Policy. I met with Acting Director Richard Baum today, and you know he's a really great guy who's really trying to make a difference related to how addiction affects employment and how addiction affects housing, and he really understands the disease of addiction. And they also have, this is super cool, I didn't know this, I learned today, they have actually a group of people that are faith-based, focused on how the faith-based communities can get more involved in helping in their communities, helping become recovery community organizations, and, you know, provide peer support and recovery coaches. And so we're going to get connected with those people in the ONDCP office. But the director did mention, you know, that they want to have more meetings and more involvement related to what the president announced today. And so he asked if I'd be interested in being a part of that. And I said, absolutely. I would love to help in whatever way I can.
Fantastic. Thanks so much for carving out a little time on a busy day after a historic announcement from the White House. Catherine Burgum, we appreciate you very much.
Thank you, Scott. Thanks for all you do for all our people in North Dakota, and I'm just filled with gratitude today and grateful to be here.
Darrell Eason, what's in your mind? More on the way.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
I got a call from my brother the other day. He lives in Las Vegas. He said, I'm looking at a new job. I said, what is pay? $12.50 an hour. Can you believe that? Saying, boy, move to North Dakota. Polar Service Center is where I told him to call. Because right now at Polar Service Center, they're looking for certified welders, sandblasters, wash rack attendants, and diesel mechanics. And they are paying big bucks. and they do great training. Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. This is a service center both in Williston and in Kildare that needs people right now that service tank trailers, Polar, and other tank trailers. And they will train you and pay you up to $32 an hour with incredible benefits. Write down this number, 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria. She's waiting for your call right now. Tell your loved ones that are working in Las Vegas for chump change, Polar Service Center, big bucks, that's where it's at. Williston and Kildare locations hiring right now. Call 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria and tell her Scott sent you.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thompson Sons providing high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, mechanical contractor services, not only in Bismarck, where they are best known, but across the region, North and South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, furnace and air conditioner replacements, water heater replacements, garage heater installations, bathroom remodels, garbage disposal replacement, humidifier installation, natural gas piping, and commercial services as well. I say best known for Bismarck because that's where they started in 1908. H.A. Thompson Sons, HATandSons.com, or 223-3393, 701-223-3393, free estimates to Employer Summit that Scott Hennon will be emceeing is coming up. Fortis Energy Services and their partners and sponsors request the honor of your presence. The second annual Veterans Employer Summit. So put this on your calendar. Minot State University, Monday, November 6th. Holy cow, that's a week from Monday already. It sounds like you put it as Monday, November 6th. Well, that's way off in the distance.
No. Sounds like a long ways away.
Right. It's not. It's a week from Monday, 10 till 3 at the Student Center at Minot State University. Tioga's Chamber of Commerce, proud to sponsor local programming. Tioga, growing community with great schools, new housing, golf course, theater, new expanded bars and restaurants. The merchants of Tioga's Chamber of Commerce invite you to consider Tioga as a great place to settle your family, raise your kids, and you're raising pigs because they support, I put that last part in there. They support education with innovative science, technology, engineering, arts, and math programs for school-age children. Tioga, the energy and innovation capital of North Dakota. Highway 40, 3 miles north of Highway 2. More at TiogaND.net. Daryl's Racing Pigs could be in Tioga, too. Give Daryl a call. He's here now on What's in Your Mind.
Hey, good to be in here again. Ending the last segment here and on a beautiful Friday.
Yeah.
A little brisk this morning out there, but, you know, another beautiful day. I tell you what, the sun is shining out there. We can see it kind of shining as we look out the windows here at the studio, and you just have to appreciate the fall time of year, and, you know, but that doesn't...
Crisp is the word for that.
Yeah, crisp
it?
Is the word.
22 earlier this morning in Bismarck, so...
Yeah, we were 19, I think, at home when I
really?
Left this morning.
I
so.
Wasn't ready for that.
Yeah.
But, you know. At least the wind died down here. You folks in the valley, I'm not, you know, positive
yeah.
how your situation is. I know
no.
later on in the day it's supposed to be kind of all died down.
You know, you get down to 20, that's more than just frost on the pumpkin type temperature.
Uh-huh.
There. You know, that's...
Uh-huh.
We're gonna see some of those small ponds out there starting to have a layer of ice on them. And
well, some folks had some 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts, so imagine, you know, 19 and a 60-mile-an-hour wind. Yeah.
Oh, that's ugly.
Yeah.
That's ugly.
I ain't outdoors and that stuff.
We had zero wind this morning. When I got in
nice.
The head down here. So
I kind of like those. I like
bad.
That whole permafrost look.
It was.
You know,
it
the
was.
Trees are all white and everything.
We had a little fog. So
there you go. A nice gentle fog to go with that.
Yeah, so that does put a little
thing.
Bit more on the trees, you know, a little
yeah.
more frost on the trees.
I like
so,
that.
Yeah. Now we got one caller left here, so we'll catch them real quick here. We're just down to a couple minutes left in the final segment here on a beautiful Friday. We have Joe and Max. Joe, are you with us?
Yeah.
How are you doing today, Joe?
I'm doing okay. How are you, Daryl?
I'm doing just fine.
You seem to forget one of your previous jobs, too. Your auctioneering.
Well, yeah, I'm an auctioneer also, so. I still do a little bit of that, but.
Okay, give us the auctioneer voice. Let's hear it.
Yeah, the auctioneer voice?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I usually charge people for that. So,
Okay,
just for you, I'll sell one of the Todd the Radio God KFYR, K-Fire Cafe mugs here.
Okay.
And that's probably worth so much money, you know. I mean, we're starting to think that 500
at
now, 5 and now, get to give it a 600, 600, now, get to give it a 7, 7, give it a 7, now, 8, and now, 8, and now, 9. 8, and now, 9, 8, and now, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, give it a 9, 8, and give it a 9, 8, and now, make it a 9, that's enough. Joe, what do you got on your mind today?
I'm kind of concerned with how the kids, some of these kids are being raised these days. You know, I've got a, you know who I am, Daryl.
Yep.
We've got 5-year-old son who's been, seems like he's been kind of left out with the kids at the school, and I just.
So are you talking that he's been left out by the education system, by the educators, by the other kids? What are you?
By the other kids' families. You know, the parents and stuff don't include him with birthday parties and stuff like that. And I don't like seeing that, right? Whether it's my son or somebody else's kid, you know, especially in the small towns of around when all these kids are maybe growing up together.
Well, and that's one of those tough things in small communities. They tend to have some different cliques, or the politics are, you know, really personal when it comes to small communities. I guess the only, you know, information there or advice would be to, you know, to have the conversations directly with them, other parents, and probably leave it off social media. Social media tends to blow these things up even more.
No.
And you know, so, I mean, it's you know, those direct conversations, we have to all be able to, you know, get along at some point in time in these small communities, because these small communities need us all, and they need every family there to be involved in different things, and it's sad that, you know, things happen. It's, once again, I'll go back to my comment earlier in the show that we're all human, we're all subject to making mistakes, and but we got to work through those mistakes and take responsibility for them when they happen. So, you know, it's a sad deal when those things happen, but it's the things we got to be able to address, and as adults, we have to be able to have the conversation about. Thanks for the call, Joe, and you have a great weekend.
Yeah, Scott Evans talking to the Vice President coming up this afternoon on most of the What's in Your Mind stations.
Going to be on.
We'll replay it for you Monday and lots more coming
great
up.
Great being here, Todd. Thanks,
Daryl.
Scott, for the opportunity.
Daryl, thanks for the promo with that auctioneer voice. That was fantastic.
Yeah, you got her now, don't you, Todd?
We got her.
Need a snack? Head for PetroServe USA. Get the king-size Mars brand candy bars for 69 cents. Or Jack Link's Sticks, the 2-ounce size, $1.89. The Kellogg's Cheez-It 3-ounce bags are only 79 cents. How about some Red Bull, 2 for $5? Or the Deli Express sandwiches, smoked ham and cheese on white. The Deli Club, oven-roasted turkey and cheese on wheat. Your choice, $2.29. All month long at PetroServe USA. You need a great deal for lunch, dinner, for breakfast? Head for PetroServe USA. Personal pan, hot stuff pizza, 2 cookies, 20-ounce drink of your choice, 4 items, $4 all day, every day. And, of course, when you fill up at PetroServe USA, you're filling up by connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's farm fields. Right there at a PetroServe USA location near you. Register to win $50,000 in PetroServe USA gift cards, too. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Tell them Scott sent you.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustained winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temps from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code Radio30 up to 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure's all-natural, earth-friendly Pure soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.